Yep. All right, this is Pure Decking show number 444. Huh. This for for Thursday, August the 12th, 1981. This is the show about stuff that interests me, like information security, rigging the game, and warning you about boomers with computers. I am presently drinking some Jim Beam Devil's Cut, I think. I think that's what I poured. This doesn't taste like the Irish whiskey, so I'm pretty sure this is the Jim Beam. Should probably, you know, start labeling.
Corpse is drinking what he found under the sink today.
If you can't tell the difference between those two, your tongue is broken.
Yep, that's the Jim Beam. Actually, it's not so much.
I need to call an ambulance.
It's not so much the tongue is broken as I've allergies. I've been kicking my ass to the past couple of days. That's why I switched off the Irish whiskey, because I wasn't tasting anything.
Oh, God, you have the coof.
I doubt it. But I've had the shot, man. You're not supposed to be able to get the coof if you had the shot. That's not how vaccines work anymore.
I'm here to tell you. I'm sorry.
Could be worse if he had died without the vaccine.
Could be worse.
Oh, that was the worst fucking headline. Man dies of COVID-19. Doctor said it would have been worse if he didn't have the vaccine. He died.
We weren't the only. I wasn't the only one to pick that up. Oops. A few people were making fun of that story.
Well, it's just like, you know what? Did you expect him to come back to life as a zombie and murder his loved ones because he wasn't? I would think the vaccine would make that more likely.
That's just the level of hysteria we're at with the take the
doesn't matter if
doesn't matter if you died, as long as you take the shot, you bigot.
Actually, no, I just realized what it is. It's a new religion. It's science as the new religion, and the vaccine is your baptism. If you die unvaccinated, you go to hell.
I can get down with that.
Purgatory? I mean, I could get out of that.
The way some people, I mean, the mask is their cross.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know what the equivalent of communion would be yet, but I'm sure we'll figure it out.
the virus is the original sin. The vaccine is your baptism.
You know, and saying mean things about the vaccine online is heresy.
Blasphemy.
Blasphemy or heresy? What do you think? I think heresy. Because then you can work in the 40K angle.
Oh, the Great Crusade.
Exterminatus.
I mean, they've just banned Rand Paul off YouTube under it, right? So.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, were you making a Diana Ross reference with the 81? Because This Day in History, Endless Love by Diana Ross came out, was the number one song in the U.S.
No, this was the year Microsoft released DOS 1.0.
Okay. So it was the year, not the day itself.
Oh, no, I mean the year and the day.
Okay, then. Apparently this site didn't consider that memorable, although Diana Ross and putting out Endless Love was, and I have no idea what the hell that song is.
Yeah, 1981, this day, on thisday.com, 1981, IBM introduced its first personal computer, PC, and PC-DOS version 1.0. So I read it wrong. I thought it was Microsoft putting out MS-DOS, but no, it was IBM. So, sue me. But, and thanks for exposing the joke, Madman. I don't think we'd ever actually explained that joke on air.
Oh. Yeah, then forget that joke, and we were talking about Diana Ross. There. I've covered it up. We can move on now.
Did we finish the intro? Did we actually finish? I don't think we... I'm drinking whiskey. Madman, what are you drinking?
Woodford Reserve.
Better whiskey than I'm drinking. Fox, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Mexican Mule. Tequila and ginger beer.
That's better than what I was thinking.
That's where I went, too.
Are it, you? What all have you presently covered with googly eyes?
Currently taking down my Mike Lindell posters in just absolute shame and defeat today.
How many people are buying pillows so they can go burn them?
That's what it was. It was a 72-hour pillow fucking ad. don't leave ex drug addicts in front of a computer with minor knowledge on how to use it. That's all I can say.
Depending on what part you were watching, I'm not sure X works. I don't want to defame the man, but people do relapse.
it was very clear that everybody on stage had taken their Ritalin or whatever the fuck they were on. They were Adderall'd up or something. Yeah, everybody on that stage was wired like fuck. But yeah, it was a big empty pillow, really. The only thing I did learn from it is from people in the chat actually saying the pillows were good.
Hey, apparently they are. Most of the reviews said they're pretty good.
A few people
expensive
that I was
as
listening.
Hell. They're like $100, but
yeah, well, you're paying for quality apparently.
Yeah,
$100. I think you get them for like $25.
Oh, what am I thinking of them? There was a pillow that was like $100. I thought it was the MyPillow.
Oh, dude, I think he has all different sorts. So.
I know you can get like an entire bed set, and it's kind of expensive. He's moved into sheets and comforters and shit.
I mean, that's the big purple foam thing, right? Or am I thinking of the wrong thing?
That'd be the purple pillow.
Oh, is that the one that's $100?
Yeah,
there's also the purple mattress.
Either way, if anyone was wanting to watch it or anything like that, you didn't miss anything. It was extremely boring.
Obviously, I'm not up to speed on my housewares.
The only thing you need to know about the purple mattress is you can drop eggs on it and they won't break.
Well,
anybody want to talk about Shadow Raid Legends before we go on with this? Or
no, but I'd like to talk about a word from Fry's Electronics.
They went out of business rather than sponsor us. We wouldn't stop saying
that. That's commitment. That is commitment.
If you give us money, we will stop saying your name.
Fuck you, we quit.
I mean, it seems like a sound business model, but...
But I finished my drink before the intro is over, so I'm going to go get some bourbon now. Jack Daniels, by the way.
Ah, okay. Oh, do we kill time waiting on him to get back, or do we go ahead and go?
Just get into it.
This article is from the Register. Activist raided by police after downloading London property firm's, quote, confidential, unquote, meeting minutes from Google search. That's right, this activist was arrested for Google dorking.
I don't think that counts as hacking if Google indexed it.
that's my professional opinion as well, Madman. I'm just going to throw that out there. I can give one for that one.
Yeah, if I key it into a search engine and it gives me results, I didn't break a law. Now, whoever put it on that search engine, they might have. But I didn't.
Did I ever tell the story of how I talked one of our admins at work through hacking into somebody's WordPress without them realizing what they were doing?
Huh?
Oh, okay. This is fun. So he still works for our company. He's sheepish, I think would be the way to put it. But he didn't believe me when I told him it's stupid easy to hack into WordPresses, because he was like, yeah, he'd gotten some phishing thing with a hacked WordPress, and he's like, I don't understand how people keep doing it. It's like, it's easy to hack a WordPress, dude. He goes, what do you mean it's easy? It's like, all right, so here's what you do. And I gave him the Google dork, just to go find somebody's, I don't remember it off the top of my head now, but it was in my head at the time. It was what to put in to bring up the WordPress config.php, basically. And so we found one on, like, I don't know, about a minute in on, like, the first page. We found a WordPress that had its config file exposed. I'm like, there it goes. Yeah, there's one. Click on that. And he goes, what is this? I said, that's their WordPress config. So he goes, that can't be their password. Sure it is. So I had him pull up his console, pull up the SQL console, connect to their database. And he goes, wait a minute. I'm in their database? Sure, show tables. And he does. And it's like all these WordPress tables. And he goes, I'm in their WordPress right now. I'm like, yeah, you've just hacked their WordPress. He closes the window, stands up, steps away from the computer. I'm going to get in trouble. No, trust me, you're not. It was on the first page of Google results. You and about a million others. And I mean, he just it was hilarious. His reaction was better than, you know, the random hacking of some WordPress where he didn't even do anything. I mean, he had their database. He could have done whatever he wanted. Instead, he stood up and backed away from the computer like it was, you know, bleeding or something. He couldn't believe that.
The cyber police are going to come get us. They're going to backtrace this.
You done fucked up.
Consequences will never be the same.
That was almost as much fun as explaining to him that Native Americans have have the same rights as regular Americans, but that's a different conversation and a different story. Do I need to justify that one?
No, you don't.
No, we're
going to leave it exactly the way it is because that's all the knowledge any human needs to know about this subject.
But you're wearing jeans.
It was hilarious. It was one of the. It was again one of these great conversations of you couldn't believe the. It's not that somebody said it. You could believe somebody was misinformed enough to say what they said. It was the person who said it, because the least racist person I knew, right? It came out of him. It's just like, what? It's like, I might say that as a joke, but what?
Yeah, just in case you didn't know, they are people.
And United States citizens, by the way. He's like, but aren't they on reservations? Isn't that like a separate country? Okay, yes and no. It's more like their own state, but they're still citizens.
I feel it's my duty to come over and start educating your nation.
It might help. Like, it might help.
This is getting out of control.
Anyways, let's try this again. A man who viewed documents online for a controversial London property development and shared them on social media was raided by police after developers claimed there had been a break into their systems. The raid by four Metropolitan Police constables took place after Southwark campaigner Robert Hutchinson was reportedly accused of illegally entering a password-protected area of a website.
The fiend.
Wow.
So let's just stop here for a second. He found a document of theirs and posted it on social media. They called the cops saying that he must have hacked into our password protected website. And London actually sent the fucking cops.
Yeah, man.
Like,
don't try to think too much. You're going to give yourself an aneurysm.
No, it's proof that he actually hacked. They just said he had to have.
Yeah, and so they raided him. Okay, quote, I was searching in Google and found links to a board meeting minutes, unquote, he told the registered. Quote, board reports, none of which were marked confidential, so I had no question that it was in the public domain, unquote. The Southwark News reported that Hutchinson was arrested at 8:20 a.m. on 10th of June this year at home following allegations made by Leather Market Community Benefits Society, CBS. The society is a property development firm that wants to build flats over a children's cage ball court in South London Borough, something Hutchinson vocally opposes, according to the local papers. So they're wanting to bulldoze a kid's ball court and build apartments. Okay.
The land's worth millions. It's in the city of London.
Yeah, he's been one of the guys that's been opposing them, and suddenly he hacked their secure website, and you need to arrest this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, quote, there's a directory which you need to enter a password and a username to get into, but the documents from that area were being published on Google, unquote, explained Hutchinson. Quote, I didn't see a page saying that this is the director's area or anything like that. The documents were just available. They were linked directly, unquote. And the best part is he showed a screenshot of it. And there it is. In Leather Market CBS minutes, it's like, you know, the first two results are meeting minutes straight off their website. I can see how this guy thought, oh, okay, here's their minutes. They've published them online.
Yeah.
Well, I think they may have. I don't think they intended to, but I do believe they published them online.
Police said in a statement that Hutchinson was arrested on suspicion of breaking Section 1 of Britain's Computer Misuse Act of 1990, quote, between the 17th and 24th of February 2021, and had published documents from the website on social media, unquote. They added, quote, he was taken into custody and later released under investigation. Following a review of all available evidence, it was determined no offense had been committed and no further action was taken. So at least the police got it right that it's like, I just Googled it, guys. but yeah, they've got some stuff from Twitter here. Apparently on the officer's official report, 100 people on the list will be contacted with guidance on how to submit supporting comments, particular emphasis on those who could be, allocated to an Elm property. So yeah, they've got residents on a waiting list who there were, okay. So yeah, that's where this came from, was they were building up this waiting list so they could use that as leverage to get control of the land. Appeared from one set of meeting minutes, Hutchinson clicked on that Leather Market CBS had been urging its tenants to submit supportive comments to Southwark Council's planning department backing its latest development, which he opposes. Hutchinson said his identification by Leather Market and subsequent arrest raised questions in his mind, saying police confirmed to him that the company had handed over an access log containing IP addresses. Quote, now, how that ended up with me being in the frame, I don't know. There's part of this that doesn't add up, unquote. Oh, I'm sure they had the web logs of your IP address accessing it if you got it off Google. I mean, that's where Google gets it from. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of how the internet works. But the fact that they, you know, lined it up with his social media posts so quickly, that is kind of interesting.
Oh, he was already on the list.
I'm sure.
Yeah. They were looking for an excuse to burn this guy.
Yeah.
While the property business did not respond to the register's request for comment at the time of publication, in a statement given to the Southwark News, it said, quote, when it came to the CBS's attention that confidential information had been accessed and subsequently shared via Twitter, the CBS made a general report of the data breach to the police, who requested a full log of visitor access to the website before determining whether or not to progress. The police carried out their own independent investigation into who they accessed the documents and how, and have now concluded their investigation, unquote. The prepared police statement did not explain whether investigators tested Leather Market CBS version of events before arresting the campaigner. Quote, surely the Met Police Crime Unit, the first thing they do is check the website for security before going and arresting somebody. No, of course not. Is that not a rational thing to think? Unquote, said Hutchinson, who added that the documents disappeared from the company's website and thus Google in March, 3 months before his arrest. Well, yeah, they noticed in the IP address logs that somebody accessed it from the internet who wasn't one of their regulars. If it's okay, so when you're doing website security, if you have a password protection section that's like for company use only, one, why is it on the internet? That should be on an intranet behind a VPN portal, just saying. But two,
but it's on the cloud. Sorry, Marks.
I'm sorry. I had so many responses to that come up at once. I just hard locked there. I mean, so many responses. You know, do you know what's in the cloud?
So hard,
dude.
Right now.
The amount of fucking stories we did when cloud storage first started getting big, and then all of that.
Cloud is just another word for somebody else's computer. Exactly. It's not hacked. Yep. You just don't know how to configure it. You know, your Twitter wasn't hacked. That is your dong. Wait, what? I don't. Right. Anyways,
moving on.
So no, their first thing they're going to do is not check the security of that web page because they don't fucking care. Leather Market CBS is a financial conduct authority or conduit authority, regulated mutual society. I'll get that out eventually. Weird British ass legal organization shit. And its annual accounts are available on the organization's website, showing a net income of £646,000, inclusive of £800K in council grants, and funds of £10.7 million available to it in 2019, the most recent year available. Those accounts included a list of directors. Yeah, so they've got the board of directors online, which is not uncommon for organizations like that that are partially public to have to publish certain things about their organization, board of directors, founding, general financial statements, usually not the full books. But the Southwark Labor Party, which controls the Southwark Council, had not responded to the Register's request for comment at time of publication. Had Leathermarket CBS succeeded in convincing police and prosecutors to charge Hutchinson, he is unlikely to have faced prison. For Googling something, he was unlikely to have faced prison. What is this, North fucking Korea?
No, the UK, man. They've gone full authoritarian. Just like us.
Statistics compiled by the Register showed that while Computer Misuse Act conviction rates the last year soared in 95% of all charged cases, the number of prosecutions fell, and just 16% of those received prison sentences. So their statement that he's not likely to face prison has nothing to do with the facts of the case, just the statistics around people charged with that law. I mean, if it's as poorly written as our own Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, the fact that they published it online doesn't really fucking matter. They didn't intend to, therefore you broke the law. They just dropped it because they realized how fucking stupid it was.
Yeah, I wish you could use that argument on other things. You know, I didn't mean for you to catch me with that giant bag of weed in my car.
Yeah, that's the argument.
I want to go to didn't do, but I'm not going to. Please show up and the apologies start roll.
Oh, hell no.
Mind the gunfire.
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you guys are cops? I'm sorry. I thought you were the weekly raid from the neighbors.
Guess you should have knocked first.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. This one just shows this. Whoever was running their website didn't know how to secure it, right? Because the directory was passworded. The documents were not. That does happen. That's whoever set up their security didn't really know what they were doing. They didn't say what system they were using. I'd be willing to bet SharePoint. Just saying.
Yeah, probably.
And Fox, you've had to admin SharePoint shit. Surely you know what a pain in the ass it is to get that right.
Yes, it is the devil.
So I would say probably shouldn't have that on the internet at all. Yeah. You should probably.
Sure, I'll inherit parent permissions when I feel like it on every third Tuesday when the moon is in waxing crescent. Piece of shit.
The sad part is, you're not wrong. What's even more fun is when you have a new hire and you're setting them up in the directory and you realize just how many folders, you know, somebody else on your team has broken inheritance on. And, you know, by the time you're on the second page of folders, you know, assigning permissions, it's like, you son of a bitch.
We were just cleaning up the directory. What do you mean the share files that everything's dependent upon don't work anymore?
You guys have anything else on that? That was supposed to be our discussion topic, was getting arrested for Google dorking, but you kind of summed it up there. Are you of just, you know, Britain's gone totalitarian? I mean, that's it.
Oh, we, man. Like, there's, it was six people. I think five of them were gunned down this morning in the UK. And the first thing the Metropolitan Police tweeted out was, please do not share or talk about this incident.
That's going to guarantee we share and talk about this incident.
Dude, the minute they said that, I'm like, what happened and where can I see the video at? And yeah, you know, I think the lockdowns and everything's starting to tip people over the edge. Like, yeah, the spear gun guy yesterday. This guy was the same thing. Believed the earth was over. Shit like that. Went insane. Shot his whole family and himself. So,
well,
yes.
I mean, you want mass hysteria. You're certainly prepping us for it pretty well.
Is starting to see those stories trickle out of people who just don't think life's going to go on. And so they end their family and themselves. Like, it's sad and it's fuck, but... Dude, when it's just negativity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's going to make a weak mind break. That's why we drink.
And barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's been a great history of people asking for things to get removed from the internet. And
oh, yeah. Always works out stellar. You know, like... Please don't
Barbara
show
Streisand
the Brendan
saying, don't look at
video.
My house.
But, oh, man, things are getting crazy.
Well, I mean, you isolate people from each other. You pump nothing but fear 24/7 of an invisible virus. You know, you get your baptism that'll save you. But, you know, there's still the article
the
about, you know.
The power of COVID compels you. The power of COVID compels you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, then they're doubling down on top with the climate change shit. Like, that's freaking kids out. And
hey, I've been doing my part for climate change. I haven't been driving a whole lot this year, commuting to work.
I'm only burning one stack of tires instead of two in the backyard.
No,
I've cut back. No. But...
Dude, like, I'm a doomer, man. But even this is, like, I've turned away from it.
And for the record... Before anybody loses their shit, I'm referring to people's reaction to COVID. Don't do what some idiot on the internet tells you. Don't do what the news tells you. Think for yourself. If you want to get the shot, get the shot.
That's a big ask.
If you don't, you know, maybe talk to your doctor, understand it a little bit. Don't just do what the TV tells you to do, for fuck's sake. That's all I'm saying. Think for yourself a little bit.
That they're going to put a computer chip in my hernia brain.
I mean...
God damn it, Cletus.
You know, I kind of
wish... If only it was Cletus, dude. If you look at the statistics, it ain't the Cletuses who are knocking back the shot.
I really wish they were injecting computer chips with the vaccine, because you could hack that shit and you could have so much fun with it. I mean, can you imagine if half of the QAnon shit was true, how much fun we could be having taking advantage of it?
Dude, I wish it was.
I mean, I wish climate change was as dire as they push it to be. I really do.
We're not.
Because that would mean we're very close.
California would be underwater by now.
Well, it would mean we are very close to proper weather manipulation. If we were able to climate change the way they think.
Dude, it is a sad day when I'm tuning into Alex Jones just to get some happy news. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I know.
Dude, he's not as big a doomer as half these fucks.
I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins.
Okay, sorry.
That's what I mean. Like, I do my once a week dose of Alex Jones just to hear the crazy side of Aspect, and he's not that far out there anymore.
It's like, where do you go for crazy now, Tucker Carlson? I mean, you know.
Tucker, my TV daddy, dude. Don't talk shit about TV daddy.
Another afternoon of surfing the internet for hardcore porn with your kids.
Family bonding.
Family bonding, family bondage. Wait, what?
Tucker Carlson's a great show to watch as long as you understand its showmanship. It's theatrics and showmanship. And once you understand that, you can enjoy it on a certain level that almost makes it comedy.
Yeah. Stop believing the news. Start analyzing the news. You'll have a lot more fun.
Start creating your own news.
There you go.
And the sad thing is, everybody here heard about something like this 20 years ago. Media misinformation and plague.
Yeah, I remember.
What's next up in the list of stories, Marps?
Oh, well, continuing on the depression train here. This one's from NBC News. Big tech call center workers face pressure to accept home surveillance. Workers at one of the world's largest call center companies said additional monitoring would violate the privacy of families in their homes. So this isn't just the fucking webcam. They're wanting to install security cameras in your house.
They've been pushing that here for domestic violence for years. You know, if your wife makes an accusation, bang, they put the security cameras in and you monitor 24 hours a day. I mean, you're tracked.
I at that point, I would have fun with it. You know, I would go buy a Freddy Krueger doll and duct tape it in front of the camera.
Oh, no, touching the cameras is a fucking instant arrest penalty offense.
Well, okay, then just, you know, just set it up on a stick in front of the camera. You're not touching the camera. You know, do it like backseat of the kid.
24-hour-a-day nude puppet shows.
Yep. There you go. I mean, sorry, yeah, you want to treat it like the backseat of the car and your little sister. I'm not touching you.
Starring Hector the Deformed Elephant. Yeah.
It's like, what'd you do? I found all these street people. I brought them into my house, and I gave them money to perform. Enjoy.
Have you ever seen a genital marionette party, Jimmy? For 2 bits, you can.
Oh, God.
Like, this is a fucking ridiculous idea. If anyone goes along with this, take your humanity card, burn it, and kill yourself. And I mean that all sincerely. If you decide to put the cameras in there just because you want some shekels, kill yourself. You don't make this world any better.
Columbia-based call center workers who provided outsourced customer service to some of the nation's largest companies are being pressured to sign a contract that lets their employer install cameras in their homes to monitor work performance, an NBC News investigation has found. 6 workers in Columbia for Teller Performance, one of the world's largest call center companies, which counts Apple, Amazon, and Uber among its clients, said that they are concerned about the new contract first issued in March. The contract allows monitoring by AI-powered cameras in workers' homes, voice analysis, and storage of data collected from the workers' family members, including minors. Teleperformance employs more than 380,000 workers globally, including 39,000 workers in Colombia. Quote, the contract allows consent monitoring of what we are doing, but also our family, unquote, said a Bogota-based worker on the Apple account who was not authorized to speak to the news media. Quote, I think it's really bad. I don't work in an office. I work in my bedroom. I don't want to have a camera in my bedroom, unquote. The worker said that she signed the contract, a copy of which NBC News has reviewed, because she feared losing her job. She said she was told by her supervisor that she would be moved off the Apple account if she refused to sign the document. She said the additional surveillance technology has not yet been installed. The concerns of the workers, who all spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak to the media, highlight a pandemic-related trend that has alarmed privacy and labor experts. As many workers have shifted to performing their duties at home, some companies are pushing for increasing levels of digital monitoring of their staff in an effort to recreate the oversight of the office at home. This issue is not isolated.
Sorry, I want to jump in. The entire line of the workers were not authorized to speak to the media. If that doesn't scream dystopian shithole to you.
You should run. At that point, You should be finding another job and running. Everywhere is desperate to hire people right now. You should not be putting up with this shit.
Yep. I mean, over 10 million available jobs in the U.S., that's the highest ever recorded.
And it's not like they're checking passports at the border right now. Feel free. Come on in. With 280,000 last month.
It was a lot.
It's a lot, dude. You got big fucking problems. Real big problems. If not tomorrow, within a year or so.
So
anyway.
The rest of the article goes on detailing working from home and that other companies are doing this and trying to promote workers organizing against it. But I say screw that. Just go find a company where they don't say we need to install the security cameras in your house and in every bathroom. I mean, seriously.
Indeed, I wouldn't be surprised if that subsidies bill going through didn't have something creepy like that in it for the home.
Oh,
like,
I've,
they do
I've
have
got that.
For the cars.
I've got that. For
yeah,
the cars. I do want to talk about that one, but
all right.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, now they want to install cameras in your house. I didn't grab the Google article because I didn't think anybody actually cared. But, like, Google is going to cut the salary of people who work remotely by, like, a quarter.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're really – it's like they want you to work from home, but they also want to, you know, punish you for it. So, you know –
it's absolutely
this,
retarded.
Yeah.
And it's just – you can tell that's some leftover, you know, old boomer board member trying to, you know – hold a death grip on the old status quo. It's like you'd understand that with your workforce offsite, you can downsize your office. That $10 million a year rental that you have in downtown, wherever the fuck tech area you are, can be downsized to a server rack in the basement.
Just figure out what your actual metrics are that you measure workers' performance as. Figure out how to measure that. You know, it's going to be, if it's a call center, it's going to be, you know, tickets closed and calls taken, right? It doesn't matter
yeah.
whether they're crammed into a, you know, a 3-foot by 3-foot cubicle, you know, next to other people, all of which have been trained to speak with a foreigner's accent and give an American name, or if they're doing it from their bedroom. Because let's be honest, most people do not have the space to have a dedicated office for work from home. They don't. Most people are, you know, they've got a desk set up in their bedroom, or they're using the living room table on a laptop, or sorry, a little COVID there. Or, you know, so if you're going to set up cameras in their workspace, you're not going to be monitoring a dedicated office that they can just close the door to when they're not working. You're going to be monitoring most people's bedrooms or dining rooms or a living room. Wherever they're, you know, working from home. And that's not cool.
Yeah.
Dude,
and,
they're
you know,
pushing
this
for
obviously
total
isn't
surveillance.
Gonna blow back up in their face in a few months when, you know, female employee, male chauvinist boss, cameras in her bedroom.
Oh no, you don't have to go to that. Just go to the same thing with the school that was poking the holes in the Post-it notes over the cameras. Just say, oh yeah, you know, somebody's kid walked around the house and now you've got child porn on your company's surveillance network. Have a nice day with the FBI, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, look, they insisted on installing cameras in my home so they could spy on my children. And, you know, look, they've got video of my children naked. You know, there you go. Done.
Yeah.
I mean, if they keep pushing it, dude, the naked children won't be a crime anymore. See what I mean?
No, that's,
they're pushing.
That's a horrifying
and yet
thought.
We're right back to the puppet show argument now.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
I didn't want to go back to the puppet show argument that close to arguing about, you know, kids wandering around the house.
Well, I mean, click on the link I sent, Warps.
No.
The total surveillance state, you know, is not that far away. And if you... the total surveillance state starts the minute you equipped your personal tracker and walk out the door.
Oh, you mean your cell phone?
Yeah. I just wonder how much trouble I'm going to get into for not having my own personal tracker. Because the way they're carrying on about this fucking
black bag
injection bullshit and stuff like that.
Now you can always go...
You'll
oh,
get black bag.
I'm a disabled worker. I'm disabled. I can't afford a phone. I'm disabled.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nah, you'll just get black bagged and, you know, have to listen to the goons who black bagged you talking about how much they like the vans without the windows on the way to wherever, you know.
Just take me out the back of the chemical shed and shoot me already. I'm done.
So. Next article.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? It's more of the same. Amazon is going to start monitoring customer services workers' keyboard and mouse strokes. Now, here's the really fun part. Most companies do this already.
I find that not as intrusive, because if I'm using their system, I can understand them wanting to know what I'm inputting. I just don't want them to have a camera in my living room.
Fox, you don't get to participate in this exercise. Other guys, look up Observed IT. Because Fox knows what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what's deployed everywhere into my office? Observe IT is a piece of software that you set
threat
rules.
Threat management. Yeah.
You set rules. And when those rules happen, it starts recording keystrokes. It starts recording text and takes, you know, video of the desktop. So
yeah.
This is why you don't use a company computer for personal shit.
No shit, right?
You'd think. You'd fucking think. We had to explain to a developer recently why they should not be uninstalling all the monitoring software from their Mac. Because it's not their Mac.
I'm with Madman on that. You're on the company time. You know, you don't get to do what you want.
I kind of like him. I was enjoying him. The reason I wanted to do this story is because I liked Amazon. It's from Vice.com. Amazon's justification here. Amazon plans to monitor the keyboard strokes and mouse movements of customer service employees in an attempt to stop rogue workers, imposters, or hackers from accessing customer data, according to a confidential document obtained by Motherboard. The document also includes several concrete instances where people managed to steal Amazon customer data. So they're not doing the whole, we want to see your work, you know, you want to see your efficiency and make sure you're hitting your metrics. We're doing it from the we don't want to get hacked angle, which actually is kind of similar to why we deploy shit like that. So I don't know that I want to read this full article here because there's nothing really earth-shattering in it. I'm telling you, most major companies are deploying screen recorders, keyloggers, mouse recorders on their company equipment. The only place this gets weird is if you're on a BYOD environment and they want to install shit on your equipment. Yeah, it's a little different. Okay, but if you're in a BYOD environment, you should try your damnedest to use separate equipment for work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's worth buying a second laptop to use for work, even if it's a BYOD. I know with your phone and your tablet, it gets a little wonky on that when you're doing the whole, you know, MDM stuff. And you know, most people don't want to carry multiple phones. But you should think about it. Because the MDM stuff on most of your mobile devices isn't quite as intrusive as what they can do on a PC. But it's up there. Go ahead, Fox.
With my area, it was... the software that they wanted to put on the devices and all that, the thing that distinguished it from a BYOD device to a company-provided device was what folder it was in. And there was an individual in management at the time that I would not trust further than I could throw, that I would have absolutely... I wouldn't be shocked at all if this person walked into somebody's cubicle, said, move this person's shit over to the company-owned thing, give me all their logs. They were a vindictive, evil, horrible person, which thankfully are no longer there, but you can see how quickly it can become a slippery slope of this shit. I understand, if you're using a company-owned PC in... the office, they can monitor what's going on during work hours. Yeah, you probably shouldn't be, submitting job applications or job hunting on a work PC. That's
browsing Amazon for your new sex toys. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen weird ass weblogs, dude. I'm just saying.
Well, I can even see not doing that on a company PC if you're working from home. I understand if a company says, this is our hardware. It is only to be connected to our network via our VPN, and you're only supposed to do our work on it. Don't network any of your crap to it. Don't whatever.
I have no problem with that because it's their hardware.
Don't your kids install World of Warcraft on it?
Yeah, it's their hardware, and you're introducing problems to their system with that.
Yep.
What I have an issue with is, okay, you're having me work from home, and you want me to use my PC, and you want to put your shit on it? Well,
no.
I'm going to do whatever I want. It's my PC.
Yeah.
And I get to okay what you put on it. Put your monitoring shit on there? No, fuck that. You don't need to know what I'm doing on my computer.
Yeah, if
you can monitor what I'm doing on your network.
If you want me to, work from home and use my hardware, provide a Citrix environment or a VDI environment of some sort, so that I am remoting into your systems and my machine becomes a dumb terminal while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until I was provided the work laptop, that's pretty much what I did. I went remote desktop and tunneled in that way. But no, it's... I don't really understand the justification for the cameras in the house. Like, that's just sketchy as shit.
They'll just push it as far as they can. I can understand them
saying, like, we've had things where, you know, somebody goes and they pull a dump file out of the SQL logs of all of our customers' data, and they turn around and they sell that to, you know, telemarketing companies.
Oh God, I hate it when people do that. We there was a company that was offering people like 10 free leads if they uploaded their Outlook fucking contact list.
Yeah.
Do you know how many of our assholes did that? Just dump the contact list out of Outlook, the gal, and upload it. So they get their 10 free leads. And it's like,
speaking of the leads and shit like that,
yeah.
I did see the meme of like how they were trying to get the soccer moms on board with the vaccine. It was turning it into a multi-level marketing scheme.
For each of your friends who you bring on board to get the shot, you get an additional shot and you get your mm-hmm. your further protection. for fuck's sake. Again, people, just think for yourself. Do your own research. Talk to your own.
Yet again.
Yeah. And for God's sake, if you're working from home, stop stealing the fucking equipment.
It's like, what are you doing? I'm building a better life by stealing office supplies. You work from home.
Exactly.
I'm just mad because some asshole keeps eating my lunch.
It's like, well, I've had to get creative to continue stealing the office supplies. Now I just rob a Staples every other week. Is Staples still a thing? Is that store still open?
I think
believe
so.
It is.
I mean, we use them on our web-based client for a lot of shit, but the local store around here is shut down.
So, yeah, I knew a bunch of them shut down. That's why I was wondering. Like, it's like, or did they go?
Because they didn't actually have security cameras in them.
Did they go full fries? I mean, so. If not, hey, guess who's replacing fries and they're not paying us to stop saying their name?
Well, I think they moved a lot of their stuff, at least outside like the big cities, to pure digital ordering. Because, I mean, that's what people were doing. Like, no one was coming into the store to buy shit anymore. They were all getting it off of Amazon or whatnot. So I think they went more of the web-based route for delivery. And they only have like a few retail locations open anymore.
Yeah. So speaking of more things that don't make sense, how about we do this next article from... Speaking of a company that probably wishes we'd stop saying their name, Reuters.
Reuters?
Reuters? It's like, what are you doing? I'm rooting the toilet? Wait, what? this one doesn't make sense. I was going to talk about the initial hack, and then I started seeing the articles where they returned the money. And it's like, fuck?
Okay. They stole $600 million. They gave $260 back.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't line up with the dude's statements, right? Hackers returned $260 million to cryptocurrency platform after massive theft. Hackers behind one of the biggest ever cryptocurrency heists have returned more than a third of the $613 million in digital coins they stole. What was the name of the platform? Fuck.
Mt. Gox?
No, it wasn't Mt. Gox. It was the Poly Network. Yeah, they have returned more than a third of the 613 million digital coins they stole, the company at the center of the hack said on Wednesday. Poly Network, a decentralized finance platform that facilitates peer-to-peer transactions, said on Twitter that 26 million of the stolen funds had been returned, but that 353 million was outstanding. Okay, first and foremost, if you're not actively trading it, do not keep your cryptocurrency in an exchange. Get a hardware wallet and move your crypto there. Unless you are actively trading it, actively using that particular crypto. Like if you have, you know, if you're actively trading $500 worth of your crypto and you've got another 1,000 sitting in there that you've just made money on and it's not doing anything, move it out of the exchange, put it in a hardware wallet. or at least a wallet on a machine you control. If you don't want to spend the money on a hardware wallet, go on eBay, get a secondhand notebook, and go on Amazon and buy a new hard drive for it. Don't use the old hard drive. You know, and set up a machine to be your, quote, hardware wallet. And you probably ought to do your banking from this machine. And when you're not using it, shut it down, unplug it, put it in the fucking closet. Doesn't guarantee that nobody's going to hack it. It doesn't guarantee that nobody's going to hack it, but it reduces the attack surface. Don't keep your money in the exchanges. Because what's happening is these guys have a handful of wallets that are huge, and then somebody gets into them. So, but this story doesn't make fucking so common sense on how to manage your crypto aside. This story doesn't make any sense. The company, which allowed users to swap tokens across different blockchains, said on Tuesday it had been hacked and urged the culprits to return the stolen funds, threatening legal action. That right there is weird. Why would you not just immediately go to the cops? Why would you say, oh, hackers, please give us our money back?
I'm going to go with they were doing some shady shit. The hackers caught them in the shady shit, stole from them. And then it's probably one of those things where, oh, it was the company doing the shady shit, not the actual, you know, wallet holders. So we might give them their money back, but fuck this company. And
actually,
the company can't report them because if they get investigated.
Since I pulled this link, it looks like it's been updated. Now they're saying that they have returned nearly all of the money.
Mm.
So they've been putting it back. But back to the original article here, the hackers exploited a vulnerability in the digital contracts Poly Network uses to move assets between different blockchains, according to the blockchain forensics company Chain Analysis. The person claiming to have perpetrated the hack said they did it, quote, for fun, unquote, and wanted to, quote, expose the vulnerability, unquote, before others could exploit it, according to a digital message shared with Elliptic, crypto tracking firm, and Chain Analysis. It was always the plan to return the tokens, the purported hacker wrote, adding, I am not interested in money. So the first question was, why would they only return a bit of it at a time? But, you know, they've been updating the story, and I see on the side now, apparently they've returned most of it. But again, what are they doing that they only returned it in bits and pieces? Why wouldn't you just return all of it?
Again, I think that's the company's doing shady shit and they're contacting like the individual wallet holders and returning to them directly. Potentially. I mean that would be my take on it anyway.
Yeah, I don't get this. There's something I think you're right. There's something else here. There's something else going on. Because
there has to be. I mean, why would you like, hey, I've got $360 million. I'm just going to give it back because I'm not really interested in money. I mean, okay, cool for you, but you're giving it back in chunks. That makes it sound like you're giving it back to like the individuals in question and not
or
the firm that was
you're
behind
doing
it.
Doing something with it, maybe?
Like maybe leveraging it as capital shortly and then, I don't know.
You know, riding the value of it, you know, getting a certain amount out of it, then returning it after you were done with it. I mean, that's almost like you're short selling a stock without asking for permission from the original stockholder first. I don't know. I don't understand. Madman, you know finance better than I do. What the fuck are these idiots doing?
Well, I was thinking maybe structuring, but the only way that would make sense is if they overpay the company that they stole from and ask for a refund.
Oh, it's the refund scam. Oh no, you accidentally refund too much. I need you to send me $3,000 back.
Hello, I am a prince from Nigeria. I need to transfer this money into your bank account.
That's all I have on that. Do you guys have anything else on that? I don't
know. Kind of a weird story, to be honest. But
it's fucking strange what it is. Why didn't they just take the money and run? And if they were going to return it, why did they return it in chunks like that over a period of days? I mean, I get if you've got it on in a bunch of different blockchains, it might take a little bit of time to return it all. But like, it wasn't.
You guys
like,
didn't even touch on what happened here.
Okay, go ahead.
They filed for insurance on the theft. The insurance company went, you cheeky fucking shit munches. We see what you've done. Now be good boys and put the money back, and we won't prosecute.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm thinking that's what happened, because it's such a big company, right?
Well, that's a lot of money.
Someone fucking, yeah, someone defrauded inside that company. But they were two bigger people inside that company, so someone told them to put the fucking money back. That's
so
what
they
happened.
Wrote this virus, right? It's only supposed to take like pennies.
Exactly.
But they fucked up the code and moved a decimal place.
Exactly.
Just bring the cashier's
I always
check
fuck
back.
Up a small detail, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I believe the story's about, man. It's actually inside fraud.
Okay, but I'm going to burn the building down.
I'm just looking from a different angle.
I mean, you'll just wait in a couple of days if the building is set on fire and someone is taking a red three-lane stapler from the building, they will maybe take their cashier's checks to a competing resort.
I just like to point out a huge flaw in that story. If Inatrobe weren't keeping offsite backups of their finances, they violated a lot of U.S. law. Just want to say.
Anyway, that's a lot of money to pull out of somebody's Bitcoin accounts, right? Because that's how these exchanges work. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of wonder why these exchanges keep
it
all.
It doesn't tell you how many wallets were compromised.
That's true. That's true. Well, I don't think it was a wallet that was compromised. I think it was a transfer system. I think they figured out a way to game the transfer system so that they were getting the system to transfer them Bitcoin that it shouldn't have.
Mm.
Or in values it shouldn't have. So like it should have sent you $10 in Bitcoin, but you fucked with the JavaScript and now you're getting $1 million in Bitcoin kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But that transaction won't go through if they don't have the coin to transfer. So I kind of wonder, were they doing it in chunks before it left? In which case, wouldn't somebody have noticed?
This is one of those stories I think it would be, you know, behoove us to revisit in a couple months and see if there's any, like, follow-up or fallout from this, like, follow the money trail and see where it ended up.
You know, I've tried that a couple of times, and there's almost never any follow-up to these stories. You know, the guy who was making Terraria got banned from Google, from their cloud platform. So he said, fuck it, we're done with Google. We're not going to update Android anymore. Fuck all this. I'm not dealing with you shits. And apparently he got his account back, and that was that. But there's never been any follow-up on it. There's never been anything. And it's like, I wanted to hear if he was going to keep, you know, if he was going to come back to the platform or not.
Yeah.
So, and nothing. So, but yeah, there's been several articles like that where a company has gotten hacked and just there's never any follow-up. It's like, you know, Rush Limbaugh said it best, the drive-by media.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, drive by, unload their opinions on whatever's happening at the moment, and never return. So, before anybody gets upset about too political, I'm just referencing somebody who had like the longest running radio show with the most audience for a long time. Whether you agree with the politics or not,
dude,
you want to look at how to do a radio show. Not somebody bad to look at.
If you even accomplish even 1% of what Rush Limbaugh did in his life, you can see yourself well lived.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying too. You know, like or dislike the man, you got to admit he built a whole network from the ground up out of rotting tech.
Yeah, I mean, they were going to shut AM down before he started doing it. So,
okay. Gotta admire a man who can start from ground up. You know.
Next article is from Bleeping Computer. Kaseya's universal R-Evil decryption key was leaked on a hacking forum. Whoops. The universal decryption key for R-Evil's attack on Kaseya's customers has been leaked on hacking forums, allowing researchers a glimpse of the mysterious key. On July the 2nd, R-Evil ransomware gang launched a massive attack on managed service providers platforms worldwide by exploiting a zero-day vulnerability in the Kaseya VSA remote management application. The attack encrypted approximately 60 managed service providers and an estimated 1,500 businesses, making it possibly the largest ransomware attack in history. I don't know. The one that shut down the pipeline kind of makes me wonder if that's, you know, just as far as damage goes. I didn't have too much that was hit by this. We did have a partner company that was hit by it, so we did have to watch, but none of my shit was really affected. Anybody else? Anything with the Kaseya VSA stuff?
No, but are they measuring largest by number of computers infected or cash damage done?
Well, they're saying businesses, so I'm betting they're going with computers. So Kaseya is remote management software mostly used by an MSP. So the idea is like I would hire a third-party company to do my IT work, and then they would deploy Kaseya on my servers and computers to do that work. That's like their remote access shit. So there were a lot of customers using it. But it was totally proprietary stuff. It wasn't based on any... Well, it might have been based on something else. I've never messed with it. But it's, you know, considered its own thing. It's not like remote desktop or VNC or something like... Or Manage Engine or something like that. It's its own thing. But a lot of people aren't terribly familiar with it because everyone I've asked about it said, what's Kaseya? It's like, oh, right. Okay. So...
The name did not actually ring any bells when we first brought it up. I mean, we use similar services, but...
Yeah. So, it's a competitor with, like, go to my PC, shit like that.
Yeah.
The attack encrypted approximately 60 managed service providers and an estimated 1,500 businesses, making it possibly the largest ransomware attack in history. After the attack, the threat actors demanded a $70 million ransom to receive a universal decryptor that could be used to decrypt all victims of the Kaseya ransomware attack. However, the R Evil ransomware gang mysteriously disappeared, and soon after that, the gang's Tor payment sites and infrastructure were shut down. The gang's disappearance prevented companies who may have needed to purchase the decryptor now from doing so. On July 22nd, Kaseya obtained a universal decryption key for the ransomware attack from a mysterious, quote, trusted third party, unquote, and began distributing it to affected customers. Before sharing the decryptor key with customers, CNN reported that Kaseya required them to sign a non-disclosure agreement, which may explain why the decryption key hadn't shown up until now. It's generally believed that Russian intelligence received the decryptor from the ransomware gang and shared it with U.S. law enforcement as a gesture of goodwill. It's been tweeted. It's been leaked all over the place. There's even some Vimeo videos linked in the article showing how to use the decryptor. So... You know, that's cool that it's gotten out there. So if your machines are locked with R Evil, try the key. See if you got any luck. Looks like there's some tooling coming out. So always good to see that. But my question is, how did somebody leak the key? Like, do you have that? Is your ransomware operation large enough that you actually have people leaking shit? Or, you know, were you arrested by the KGB and was it beaten out of them? And then,
that sounds like a more likely avenue.
I mean, you got to admit, all this ransomware shit has made Russia look pretty bad lately, especially given that anybody who knows how this shit works, most of the actors aren't, most of them don't work in Russia. Most of them just host their shit in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Russian Business Network. Look it up if you want some fun reading.
Well, it's like, what, like those 70 or 80 companies that are based out of that, like this little 500 square foot building in New Jersey or some shit like that, that just use the address as a front.
Oh, there's several companies doing that.
That was just the one that I happened.
Yeah, you're talking about the address hosting, and there's apparently several multi-million, you know, international corporations that are all incorporated in a small, you know, small P.O. box out in, I forgot the country now. It's in the Caymans. Fuck. Panama.
Yeah, it'd just be, Panama, yeah, okay.
So, but, yeah, you know, their corporate office is a P.O. box in Panama, shit like that. But, no, so the Russians...
Oh, yeah, speaking of news stories, it never really went anywhere.
Yeah.
Panama Papers.
Yeah, there you go.
Tell me about it, dude.
But for anybody who's unfamiliar with what I'm talking about, there's a series of ISPs called the Russian Business Network, generally believed to be owned by the Russian mob. They are kind of a no-questions-asked ISP. They know damn well what people are doing on their servers. They're running malware campaigns. They're doing, you know, ransomware. They're phishing scams, all this shit. And there's a lot of Russian programmers who are selling their malware to the groups that use these services. But most of the people using these services aren't Russian. And they also are smart enough not to target Russian businesses, because then the Russian government will crack down on them. But generally, Russia doesn't give a fuck if you're hacking anybody in the States or Europe or, you know, anywhere outside
anyone
of Russia,
not
really.
Them.
Yeah. So, you know, the example I like to use is if somebody in Russia hacked my computer, their government wouldn't give a fuck. But if I'd returned the favor and hacked them back, the FBI would come and arrest my ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, at least assuming the person in Russia reported it and it made it all the way back and, you know, they actually wanted to prosecute it. But, you know, those points aside, the FBI might actually do it. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, you should look up the Russian Business Network if you want some interesting reading on how malware networks actually work. It's fascinating because they, like I said, they don't care what goes on their network as long as people pay. And usually it's anonymous with things like Bitcoin or one of the e-gold, the paper gold companies, you know, where you're trading.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're trading a slip of...
Send us your gold.
Yeah,
it's... gold.com.
It's not real gold. You're buying value in e-gold.
Yeah.
And supposedly you could trade this in and get them to mail the actual gold to you. Nobody ever does, because what they're doing is they're using it to trade money, because you can then sell the certificates of gold and get the cash back out of it. So they're just using it as a money laundering operation.
It's like paying an e-girl. You get nothing out of it.
Yeah, so you should probably stop doing that.
You'd think.
If I give her just another $100 on our Patreon, she'll send the nudes.
Or you could just, you know, go anywhere else on the internet and
really?
Get free nudes in better quality.
Do you think someone didn't get their cut and then decided to leak it, the key?
That'd make a good movie. I think it's more likely that because it's gotten in the news so much, they were trying to back off, and that might have been somebody's attempt to, you know, turn the heat down. Because, like I said, Russia doesn't give a fuck, but it's been a lot of bad press for them lately. So I could see them, it's like, okay, why don't we back off for a bit, you know? Because Biden sounds like he might actually start a war over this. I mean, Trump would have. Biden is thinking about it. Of course, he might also be wandering around the White House in a robe looking for his soup. So, I don't know.
Where's Barack?
Huh? Soup? What?
You're president now.
What happened to Barack?
He couldn't even
find his way back into the White House. He ended up walking around the lawn.
Well, you know, the worst part is there is video of his aides coming out and collecting him to keep him from talking from reporters too long.
This video of Hunter...
Normally they just whisk me away. This is really exciting.
This video of Hunter Biden out there of him talking to a fucking prostitute naked on a bed smoking crack going, I think Russian gangsters stole my last laptop. And it's got some pretty sick pornography on there. And if anyone blackmails my dad who's running for president... This could be big bad news.
There's video of Hunter Biden talking to an actual reporter talking about snorting Parmesan cheese. So
I mean, this
I don't
is
hold
one of
much
the,
value there, but
I mean, this man's lost three laptops in a couple of years. Stop giving him laptops.
Yeah. It's like,
give him a fucking speak and spell and tell him it's a new laptop.
You beat me to it. I was going to say that's a sketch.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of the biggest news stories ever. The president's son fucking a prostitute talking about how Russian drug dealers stole his fucking laptop and about degenerate pornography that could be used to blackmail his father. Like, what the fuck? Why is no one talking about this? Sorry, I'm getting angry. The show's been going for an hour and 15 minutes and my nicotine levels are dropping.
All right, we'll do the last story, although that one might end up taking a bit of time too. Although, just to finish out Fox's reference from earlier, I prefer all presidential conferences to be given by puppet from now on.
Yes.
So this last article I have for tonight is from WUSA9. Verify, yes. If passed, the infrastructure bill would eventually mandate alcohol monitoring systems in cars. This has nothing to do with...
I have seen a redneck defeat one of these by pulling a raccoon out of a garbage can and squeezing and putting its mouth over the breathalyzer and squeezing its lungs so it breathes in there so his truck starts.
That's
fucking amazing.
Or it's just training his dog.
I think we did that on IHN, actually.
Wow. This is more of an IHN story than it is a decking story. I'm not going to deny that. Because I'm really thinking, how easy would it be to defeat these systems, right? The Verify team looked into social media claims that the massive 2,700-page bill introduced since... They should require... on both the floor of the House and the Senate, a full reading of the bills before they're allowed to pass them. Period. Should not be allowed to be passed into the record as written. They should require the full reading. If nothing else, just to make them shorter.
One item per bill, no more fucking writers, eat a dick.
I mean, this 2,700 pages, this is like fucking Magic card tournament rules, where it's like, turns out, actually, you can declare infinite turns and infinite creatures. Wait, what? I mean,
all right, I'm going to need a bunch of squirrel tokens.
I'm glad somebody got that joke.
But I did give you 5 chances to counter before I declared infinite. I was getting bored tapping and untapping.
Oh, no, you said you skipped straight to declaring attackers. You didn't do the start of your combat phase. You don't get to do that bonus. What? Yeah.
I should have countered Sensei's Divining Top. You countered the wrong part of my combo. Storm still happens.
No.
Take the grape shot to the face.
When creatures die, they go to the graveyard, not back to your hand. Quit it. Washington, on social media, there are a lot of claims about what's in the massive infrastructure bill. But, I mean, when you see a bill that long, you know somebody in there is trying to rules lawyer some bullshit in them, right?
Hell yeah.
I mean... you know, a lot of claims about what's in the infrastructure bill. This includes a claim getting a lot of attention about alcohol monitoring system like breathalyzers being mandated in new cars. The Verify team looked into the language of the bill to get a better understanding of the policy and spoke with experts for context. So, question, does the infrastructure bill mandate that new cars include alcohol monitoring systems as claimed online? The source is actually the text of the bill itself. They talked to Zan Fisherman, Director of Energy Policy and Carbon Management at the Bipartisan Policy Center. When you name it the Bipartisan Policy Center, I think you're trying too hard. And Stephanie Manning, Chief Government Affairs Officer for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Yeah, she'll be unbiased. That was mean. I probably shouldn't have done that.
But I, you're not wrong.
I mean, but it was kind of mean.
You might be an asshole, but you're not wrong.
The answer, yes. The bill mandates that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration must create rules mandating that alcohol monitoring systems will be required for all new cars. However, the text in the bill does not support the use of breathalyzers. So I'm not going to read the whole article because it goes on. According to the bill, the technology should do the following. Passively monitor the performance of a driver of a motor vehicle to accurately identify whether that driver might be impaired and prevent or limit motor vehicle operation if an impairment is detected. So, I mean, you're not going to let somebody who's missing an arm drive? Because that seems kind of ableist. Quote, passively and accurately detect whether the blood alcohol concentration of a driver in a motor vehicle is equal to or greater than the blood alcohol concentration described in Section 136A of Title 23, the United States Code, and prevent or limit motor vehicle operation if a blood alcohol concentration above the legal limit is detected, quote, or a combination of the two. So, they say it doesn't support breathalyzers. How else? I mean, you're not going to stick a needle in your arm to drive the car.
Oh, no. It's going to go full Judge Dredd on your ass.
Yep.
Your car will take a DNA sample before it allows you to drive.
I mean, if you're going to use eye monitoring
although, equipment.
You know, it might not be the lizard people or anybody else behind this. Look at the name of the guy on the Bipartisan Policy Center committee.
Oh, is it Tiny Hat Club?
Dan Fishman.
Dan Fishman. Goddamn fish people.
I mean, if the car's going to fuck you up the ass before you can drive it, can you at least give the little robot voice a female one?
Hold on. You get the full it experience.
If you're going with eye movement, there's a very small segment of the population that won't be able to drive even
you're
when they're
fucked.
Not impaired.
You're
they're
fucked.
Called ambliopes.
They're fucked.
I'm just wondering how many people are going to hold their children up, make the children blow in the breathalyzer.
Blowing the magic pipe to start daddy's car. You did it! Yay! Let's go to the liquor store. Be a sport and grab daddy another beer from the back, would you?
Oh, hold up. I just found a use for a chihuahua.
We didn't think it was possible.
That's the same thing from the article about the raccoon from a couple years ago. I actually have that article.
Baco, you get a spoonful of peanut butter if you blow into the...
so man how... uses a raccoon to start breathalyzer-equipped car. The raccoon then attacks the driver.
So how... That'll be the article. Man tries to...
That is the article.
Man tries to get raccoon to blow into breathalyzer. Gets his face clawed off. So how long until you start seeing chips showing up on the gray market to... you know, sort of like you see with the engine tuning chips now that, you know, you can, you know, hit the little button and disable it before you have your, you know, your exhaust or your emissions check so you can pass emissions. And then when you roll out of there, you tap the little button again and, you know, the car actually runs good.
If 2 months before this is released.
If there's anyone under the age of 18 listening to this, start looking into tamper-proof devices and how to open them without triggering the census, because you will be the fucking most famous person at the party for that one.
I'm going to go with a pack of balloons and one of those like pump-operated balloon inflators.
Nah, the only way you're going to really get around it is by actually circumventing it by getting into the tamper-proof box.
I wonder how many engineers are going to look at this shit and, yeah, sure, we'll put it in there. And then there's the trace right on the outside of the little trample-proof box that if you cut that trace...
Yeah.
You can only hope, but there are some dudes...
I mean, the box is tamper-proof, but if you just, you know, cut some wires and twist those together and complete the circuit that way...
There's a YouTube channel that shows you how to get around your power and stuff like that. Without triggering the sensors.
Your power.
I don't recommend doing it. Well, your power meter. Like, you know, your meter box,
yeah.
Where they charge you. There's a way to get free electricity.
I was sitting there thinking that you had sensors on your fucking, you know, fuse boxes for a minute.
No, dude, I won't circumvent mine. I don't need to. My power bill's not that much.
I'm not suggesting you circumvent the power meter. I was just thinking that, wait, you can't open your fucking fuse box without setting off a sensor? But that's
No, I'm just talking about the actual measuring meter.
Yeah, one little spinny deal on it.
Yeah, you stick a magnet under it.
No, dude, that'll set off the sensor straight away. No, there's a YouTube channel on how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Minecraft?
They're actually very fucking complicated these days.
That tells you how far out of date I am. It used to be you just stick a fucking magnet under the thing and you were good.
Yeah, no.
Because it would keep the little disc from spinning. So, all right. That's, we have anything else on them putting breathalyzers in car and mandating it other than it's fucking stupid?
Nope. Because I'd take a self-driving car first.
Well, of course, just another...
Oops, didn't mean to hit that again. It's funny, but I didn't mean to hit it again. One thing for you tonight in Digital Dojo. I got a GitLab link that somebody has put together a list of awesome Android applications. So, there's some things in here that you might think are a bit weird. For example, you've got replacements for the Android apps for things like Messenger, the phone dialer, notes, all this other stuff, simple calendar, simple calculator, simple clock, simple contacts, simple flashlight. Why do you have all these basic replacements? Because this list is not actually meant for just somebody using an Android phone. This is meant for somebody who's de-Googling their Android phone. So if you want to, you know, load up the ADB and strip all the Google shit out of your phone and replace the apps with ones that don't need Google, this list is good. If you just want to get some apps that are a little bit more freedom respecting than, you know, the usual shit on the Play Store, this list is good. If you don't want to mess with your phone and just trust what Google tells you, don't worry about this list, because there's not that much on here that's amazing compared to what you can find in the built-in stuff. But if you're looking to put together some de-Googled stuff, it's a nice list to have. So, also, there's some stuff on here like, you know, a fucking firewall for your phone. So, you know, and then there's some other stuff on here too. So it's a nice list. They've got some stuff on here for modding, for like, you know, getting Linux deployed on your phone, or if you want to set up Kali and things like that, NetHunter. But yeah, it's generally a good list of Android stuff if you're trying to either de-Google your phone, or if you've gotten another good use for this is if you've gotten a third-party Android device that you're working with and you're trying to get it up and running and it doesn't have all the normal apps and it doesn't have like a store on it. You know, there's a lot of the stuff you can sideload in if you've gotten into the Android debug bridge, because most of these don't link to like, you know, they're linking to like either F-Droid or GitHub or things like that. So for most of these links, you can get the APK file and just sideload it on whatever device you're messing with. So if you've got some like Android TV stick that you're trying to get up and running and you need some things like that, this is a good list. So, anyways, that's all I've got for tonight. Of course, listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Pure Decking every Thursday. The Galaxy 15 radio site, the subreddit, and in the new IRC, which we've moved over to LibreChat because Freenode has, shit the bed is probably the best way to put it. Tonight, just myself and Cyberlard in the IRC, and I was talking to him earlier. We'll figure out the who owns the channel shit later. I'm not real worried about it at the moment. But that's all I've got for tonight. Of course, Fox, closing thoughts.
Your company cameras are now monitoring you via your OnlyFans account. You don't get a cut. You just get to stay employed.
Now lose some weight and shake your ass. Madman, closing thoughts.
That's not the demographic I'm going for. There are some people that like bears out there. I've already got the theme song set up, and it's going to be looped in the background.
Hoo-ha, hoo-ha.
I was going to say, you're going to get so tired of hearing Bear Force 1.
looping it with some Parlor Bear music.
Are you close up the show?
I'm going to be holding workshops this weekend for puppetry. And next week we'll be doing naked marionettes. Oh, by the way, it's bring your own googly eyes too. I don't have enough to go around.
I'm sorry, I'm there.
Would puppets be a primarily a white thing?
I don't know. It depends on what color you paint them.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah. Dang.
I don't know. The best marionette sex scene I've ever seen was with white puppets.
It was.
It's also the only marionette sex scene I've ever seen.
I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
We should have been friends young. As a young age, Madman, you would have seen a lot of puppet sex shows. The old guy down the road, man, he used to put on a puppet show for the kids.
Kept both of his hands above the screen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
You close the fucking show.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Let's go nose down and call it a night.
Shut up, Wesley.